Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hi, welcome to Being Home with Hunker. I'm Lori Gunning Grossman. Okay, so I have a question for you. How do you express self-care at home? For me, it's my daily morning practice of meditation, reading, journaling, and of course, my coffee before I do anything else with my day. In the many conversations I've had here on the podcast, my guests have shared ways that they practice self-care when at home. It's so personal to each of us, and in the scheme of things, it really doesn't matter how anyone else does it. Still, I think there's inspiration to be found in hearing about other people's rituals, habits, and routines that make them feel like they're tuning in to what helps them to be their best selves. And so, I'm sharing a few with you today. Thanks for listening, and take care of yourself. Interior designer Serena Dugan.
I don't have any space that is designated mine. However, I do have traditions that designate one particular room mine in the morning.
Go on. Tell me more.
So, my front living room is like my epicenter. That's where I get my best ideas. It's where I journal. It's where I ideate. It's where I sketch. It's where I meditate. And that room is filled with my grandmother's art. I mean, by filled, you would think that it would be gallery-like. It's not. And it's not just hers. I have a very full art wall, a couple of her sculptures, and otherwise a very basic, warm, lovely living room. But I feel solid there. And that's my place that I go or I do my best work and my best creative thinking. I mean, I do it also in my studio, but if ever I don't want to leave my house, that's my spot. And my kids know not to bother me in the morning. That is sacred time. I don't care what they're doing. They just need to leave me be for a solid 30 minutes every morning.
Interior designer Rachel Moriarty.
I have ADHD. Mm-hmm. So the most important thing for me to do is to dump out what is in my brain mm-hmm. because I cannot hold a lot in there. So it's either brain dumping, you know, through journaling. I use a lot of visual boards for me. The way my brain works is very visual. And so I do a lot of visual task keeping. And designers have been just like, what? Because I was showing the process of it. Yeah. So I do that. So it's a lot of brain dumping. And then I set a vibe in my house. Mm. Like my house has to be a vibe. So it's got to fire on all senses. I have to have the music. You know, when you walk into, let's say Nordstrom, I don't know if they still do that. I don't really shop in department stores anymore. But there was always that man playing on the piano mm-hmm. and it was a vibe. And then you could smell the perfume.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And that's the kind of thing I needed to do at my own house. So it's like fluffing the pillows and making the bed and cleaning the counters. And that I do very slowly and intentionally. I can't sit there and meditate. You know, I have monkey brain, but it's almost like a moving meditation for me. And once the scene and the vibe is set, I'm ready to work.
Plant Queen Christopher Griffin.
I'm a big fan of routine. So I love routines. I have a very particular morning routine that includes making up my bed, drawing back the curtains, making tea, doing some yoga stretches, taking a shower, listening to music. Like that's just like clockwork for me when I wake up. And then, you know, other days it's, you know, creating boundaries and saying no to things, being like, I don't want to, being very decisive and intentional about where I put my energy is definitely a method of self-care. But then there's moments where I can't really care for myself. And I think we all, as humans, go through those moments where we can't water ourselves. And so I also have a very supportive network of given family and chosen family that I can like rely on for community care and that I can look to be like, hey, I need some help. Like I can't do this for myself today. And so, yeah, I've also, you know, been very intentional about building those relationships with folks and, you know, having it be a two-way street. There are moments where my friends can't care for themselves or my family can't care for themselves. So I show up for them and then they do that for me.
Author Jen Pasteloff.
One of the things I work with my clients is starting the day with this thing I made up called the body prayer, which is, you know, listening to your body, writing from that as if it's that point of view. And then from there, generating a prayer, I call it, and it starts with, may I remember. And then essentially whatever you want to remember that day, how do you want to feel? May I remember I get to have this. May I remember to not compare myself today. May I remember whatever. Today, may I find what brings me joy and do that. So I tell people to sleep if possible with the cell phone in the other room. And I still do that. But this morning I overslept and I grabbed my phone. First thing I do is look at it. So I haven't been doing it. So there, me being transparent. But normally, yes, I start the day with that body prayer. I sit in silence and a couple minutes just like with my may I remembers and my today may I's. Today may I, you know, all about what I want to allow in that day. And I notice profoundly the days when I don't. It feels hectic and chaotic and like, you know, the world's coming at me. And so it's like, how can I start the day first with me deciding how I want to feel?
Therapist and author Lori Gottlieb.
Just by myself, it's in the den where I have the bookshelves and I have the Eames chair and I have my ottoman there and I can sit there and relax with all of my books and read because obviously as a writer, you know, being surrounded by books and having this wonderful lounge chair to sit and read in is my little corner of the world.
Host of Pulling the Thread podcast, Elise Lunin.
Typically, I like get up, I make coffee. I make a lot of coffee, like way too much coffee. So coffee, we put in this clear light sauna at the beginning of COVID, which is my intent to use every day. It's like an infrared sauna that's literally outside of our house.
Yeah.
And I need to get back into that process because it's a really good way to sort of like be in a forced meditation. Even if I'm not actually meditating, I'm just in there. It's too hot for my phone. Sad that that's what's required. And then I light incense. I have a whole thing that my husband makes fun of where I like light my incense. I organize my pens. I have this very specific notebook that I use where I have like 50 of them and I organize my day and my thoughts and make to-do lists of my to-do list, which is my way of feeling sort of like I have a little bit of control. And that's sort of it.
Professional organizer, Jen Roban.
It's the nightly, like that 5-minute win of putting stuff back, the weekly reset. I love Sundays. I love spending, that's my self-care, a couple hours just resetting the whole house. And when I'm not in town or if I come back on a Monday, I can feel like I have to schedule it Monday morning before I start work and go to the office. I'll push my meetings back because I know that it's going to affect so many different parts of my day and my life. And that is for me right now. When I'm traveling a lot, pre the pandemic, we were in 17 states in I think a year and a half and moving people and relocate. I mean, I wasn't home very much. And so having to reset when I'm not home, coming back was a lot harder. So during that time, I just gave myself a lot of grace. And, you know, we don't believe in perfect and nothing's perfect. And so you just do what you can with the time you have, allowing that space for grace, but also allowing the schedule when you can and making it a priority if that's what's important to you.
Spirit daughter, Jill Winterstein.
I love to start out my morning with gratitude. And I find that even just a short gratitude practice changes the entire day, changes the entire feel of the day. It changes everything. And you can do a gratitude practice anytime during the day, of course. You can do it at noon. You can do it at night. But there's something magical about doing it first thing in the morning because it's like putting on makeup, right? It's like your spiritual makeup. You look in the mirror and you're like, okay, I want to look this way today, right? And when you do these morning practices, I want to feel this way. I want to emit this energy. This is how I'm setting my frequency for the day. And that can change and shift your entire day and make it magical, in my opinion.
To learn more about these guests, visit our show notes where we link out to their full conversations here on the Being Home with Hunker podcast. Thank you for listening to Being Home with Hunker. For more information about this episode or others, visit hunker.com/podcast. And if you don't already, please follow our show. If you like what you hear, be sure to give us a 5-star rating and review and share it with your friends. It really does help. Being Home with Hunker is produced by me, Lori Gunning Grossman. Eve Epstein is our executive producer. The podcast is recorded and mixed at Night Shift Audio. Theme music by Jonathan Grossman. Special thanks to our team at Hunker, senior designer Maury Men, and director of audience development, Gina Goff. Hunker's mission is to inspire and empower you to create a space that expresses who you are, shows off your unique style, and makes your life happier and more productive. Hi, welcome to... Let me do that again.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.